Yes.
Wow. Then I should be coming to your house for Halloween for candy, then, if that's your favorite. Right.
What did Jim say about candy?
No. He said Halloween is her favorite holiday in the fall. And Kathy said I should go to her place for Halloween because I'm sure she's got lots of candy.
Anybody Hi, everyone. Else? This is Rita.
Rita Major.
Rita.
Yes, I love fall because fall festivals, all things pumpkin, and especially Halloween, spending it with my so-so, my granddaughter.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes, thank you. She's 1.5.
Wow. Okay.
Sophia.
Okay. So,
thank you, everyone.
Anybody else?
Jim? I always love the change in the temperatures and watching nature go into full bloom as she gets ready to sleep for a winter.
Wow.
You like the change of the colors of the trees, the leaves and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. He's no friend. He used to drive all Kentucky everywhere just to watch the leaves change.
Wow.
It's his page.
Season changed on the equator, so nothing changed, and I was like, I'm homesick for West Virginia and Pennsylvania and Ohio.
Seasonal stuff, huh?
You know?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Paige is next. Go ahead, Paige.
Well, this is Robert.
Paige.
Paige was
done. Yes. Can you hear
me? Go ahead, Paige.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. I just want candy. That's what I like for. That's all I want. Candy apples. That's all I want.
Candy apples.
Yeah. All right, candy caramel with nuts. I don't care. I just want a candy apple, please.
Awesome. Okay, Robert's next.
I like the fall because, you know, people are burning wood in their houses to keep warm, and the smell of the wood, you know, smells good.
Oh, okay. Oh. You, the wood fire is in.
Yeah.
You can smell it here.
Campfire.
Campfire and stuff.
Really? Anybody else?
Oh,
Misty.
Okay.
Misty?
I normally say I don't really care too much about fall, but since I heard not about his birthday, I said I'll bring mine up.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Hey, awesome.
Okay. Kelsey.
I like, of course, the candy and being able to make s'mores, even though having our little 8-year-old camper neighbor make s'mores. He's so cute.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
I haven't had those since I was a kid. Those are good.
Try it with peanut butter cups. It's amazing.
Oh.
Graham crackers and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just not had them since I was a kid.
And Kit Kats are good 2 months more now.
Ooh. What? What you say?
Anybody else?
Yeah, I like Christmas. This is Gail, because me and my grandbabies, we start Christmas shopping.
Awesome. Anybody else on Zoom? Michael?
Call me out. I see how it goes. Yeah, there's a lot of things I like fall. Like, I don't, it's hard to choose, but hey, you know, I'm with Robert, you know, with the wood, you know, the wood, the smell of the wood and everything. I don't know if I'll be able to smell it this year or not, but hey, you know, nice, having a wood burner going. Tell you what, when it's a cool day and everything like that, you come in, You belly up to the fire, you know, the wood burner, and it just warms you right up.
Wow.
And even okay, here and then in this one film, Winnie the Pooh and the Search for Christopher Robin, like Pooh says, "It's the first day of autumn, a time of hot chocolatey mornings and toasty marshmallow evenings, and best of all, leaping into leaves." You know, that's what he says. That just one of the lines that he says. That's just funny, you know. Yeah, but Paul's good.
Paul, you mean Paul's everybody's good. Like, yeah, that was
thank
great.
You.
Anybody else on Zoom want to share about what they like about fall?
Sure, this is Jimmy. Football.
Jimmy?
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Football.
Are you ready for some football?
League, doing a fantasy league for the first time with some friends, and so it's kind of fun. And just, you know, of course, being from around here, I'm a Browns fan, and so it's been exciting watching, you know, all that stuff coming up. And I, you know, my buddies and I like to get together and, you know, yeah, carry on about it. So it's fun. It's just part of the season. Yeah. Many kind of things you did were great.
Awesome.
I love the cooler weather.
Dawn, what about you?
I like Halloween and the scary stuff and just anything like that comes in. That's what I like about fall. I don't really like the candy aspect of it, but I really love all the Halloween related stuff that comes out.
And I like to sometimes just to find, like, you know, Halloween themed old time radio shows to listen to, you know, just to find and listen to around this time of year. Oh, good stuff.
Awesome.
Is
there anybody else
Andra?
That we
missed that wants to tell us about what they like about fall?
This is Andra.
Yeah, it's just a fun time to get together with people. And my mom's birthday is in fall. And like Jimmy, I joined this Wing Dogs Club. I got me a bright orange t-shirt from Wing Warehouse and paid myself $15, and every week I go to Wings and you get specials and my name is put in for drawings.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Awesome. What is that? What's
Wings?
Anybody else? Okay. We're going to move on in our agenda then. Andre's going to do roll call.
Right, let's see, let me. Oh boy, that's one thing. Hold on. Okay, there we go. Okay, now let's see. And all right. Okay. Alex French. I'm here. Beth Starling. Cameron Gattuso, Charles Barty,
here.
Dorothy Bell, Donna Menges, Gail Rivers,
here.
Jessica Stover. Where is she?
She's here.
She's here. Jim Sheets.
There.
Jimmy Parsons.
Here.
John Gattuso. Juanita Hill. Kathy Lay.
Here.
Kristen Cohen Michelin. Laura Stover. Lisa Martin. Mary Weldon. I thought I heard Mary. There was
I thought I did too. But
Mascanada Douglas.
Here.
Michael Moore. He's here.
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't unmute. My bad.
Paige Brackley?
Here.
Pat McPherson?
Here.
Percy Martin? Richard Golan? Rick Starling? Rita Major?
Here. Rita.
Yep, cool. Robert Legg?
Here.
Russell Mullins? I thought
I'm here.
Cool. Yes, Sandra Gattuso. I don't think she. Shane Popplestone.
Here.
Sharon Brady. Don. Bill Pilk.
Present.
Yep. Frank Shank.
And it's.
Kelsey Nicolai?
Here.
And are there anybody's name that I missed?
Misty Hagen.
Oh, okay, guest. Yep, guest. Misty, all right.
Linda Bluford.
All right, welcome, Linda.
Yeah.
And Misty.
Diablo.
I think we have a quorum, don't we?
Yeah,
oh. I was counting.
I was going to yoga. Yeah, Iabo's here.
Who's that? Who else?
Iabo.
Okay, welcome, Iabo. And how do you spell your name?
Iabo.
I-Y-A-B-O.
Okay.
How do you say that? I-Y-A-B-O. Iabo.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Any other guests? All right. Cool. Thank you. And do we have a quorum, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
We need to get you a different list. I thought I sent you an updated list with all of our members because you've got some members on that list that are not members.
Yeah, I noticed that. And This was the most updated list that I have.
Well, I thought I sent you a couple. Yeah, so we'll have to get you updated with the current list. So, okay.
Okay.
Mary just arrived.
Right by me, Mary.
Yes,
Mary.
Hi, Mary. Hi.
Hello, Mary.
Sorry, I'm late, but no, you're good. Good. You're good.
By the time.
Do you need help here?
There you go, Mary.
I need to find
Okay, now that's going to do our 1 minute message.
Okay. The National Federation of the Blind knows that.
National Federation of the Blind.
National Federation of the Blind.
Now, okay.
Go ahead. I'm startled.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
National Federation of the Blind knows that.
The National Federation of the Blind knows that.
Blindness is not the characteristic. Wait a minute.
Blindness is not the characteristic that defines
you or your future. Every day we raise the expectations.
Of blind people because
low expectations create obstacles.
Between blind people and our dreams.
You can live the life you want.
Blindness is not what holds you back.
Thank you.
That was
Not good. So, all right.
Okay, now we're into reports. And my name is Kathy Legg, just in case our visitors don't know who I am, and I'm the president. And I just want to welcome everybody to our meeting. And it's good to hear everybody. It's good to be in person. And it's just really good to be a part of the Greater Akron chapter.
Amen.
Okay, Vice President report.
September 29th, Zoom room, the blind parents group is getting together between 7 and 8 p.m. So if you're a blind parent or a guardian or a grandparent or someone taking care of a blind child, or you're a blind person yourself with a sighted child, you should come to our meeting September 29th.
That's at 7 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay.
Ohio Zoom Room.
Okay.
And that's all I have, right?
Any questions for Nada? Okay. We're going to move on to the secretary report.
Didn't I just think I knocked everybody off Zoom?
Uh-oh.
No. I was getting tired.
Hey, Pat, we got you. You didn't knock anybody off.
Okay.
We're here.
That was scary.
We're here.
That would be scary.
Don, did you have a question?
No, I was just telling Pat, we're here.
Okay. You're going to read the minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Shane Popplestone is going to read our minutes for August.
Thank you, President Legg. On behalf of Andrew Stover, your chapter secretary, this is the National Federation of the Blind of Ohio, Greater Akron chapter, meeting minutes from Saturday, August 19th, 2023, at 11 a.m., to be held only on Zoom. The meeting was called to order by President Kathy Legg at 11:01 a.m. Kathy led the icebreaker question. The question is, what is your favorite app and why is it your favorite? Jessica informed the group that she liked an app called Music Scanner because it scans a sheet of music and reads it back. Charles stated he likes the Bard app to read books. Andra likes Zoom. Kathy likes Seeing AI for all the things it can do, such as read short text, tells the colors. She uses it for reading products, for cooking, and reads her mail. Judy, a guest, stated she likes the Libby app because you can get new books. She also likes Bard. Dawn informed the group she likes Libby and Audible. You have to pay for Audible, but you get more books that come out on it before the Bard app. She also likes Voice Dream Writer because you can export links to read easier. The roll call was taken by Secretary Andrew Stover. A quorum was present. The guests were given a chance to introduce themselves. Guest Judy Linden from Medina. Nils Kelsey Nikolai from Toastmasters. 11. Works for United Way. Worked off. 211. First call for help. Linda Bluford from Cleveland Chapter. Suzanne Turner, president of the Cleveland chapter and affiliate. And affiliate president Richard Payne. The 1-minute message was led by Mosquenada Douglas. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. You can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back. You see, period. There, but anyway. Reports. The president's report was given by Kathy Legg. She welcomed all members and visitors. The vice president's report was given by Mascolano Douglas. He informed, sorry, I keep writing the spelling mistakes. He informed everyone that the blind parents meeting will be held on September 22nd at 7 p.m. in the Ohio Zoom room. He is representing NFP of Ohio, parents of blind children group, to keep our chapter updated. Birthdays in August. Paige Rackley on August 10th. All month. I'm not sure what that means, but there it is.
That's, she celebrates it all month.
Oh, okay.
All month. That's what that means.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Secretary Audra Stover read in June 2023's minutes. A motion was made by Kelsey Nicolai to accept the meeting minutes from June 2023. The motion was seconded by Michael Moore. The motion moved and carried. July 2023 minutes were read. A motion was made by Don...
Bill Puck,
to accept the July 2023 meeting minutes. The motion was seconded by Charles Barty. The motion moved and carried. The treasurer's report by Pat McPherson was tabled. A motion was made by Don Balpuck that the
Bill Puck.
That we table the report. They're laughing at me. The motion was seconded by Audra Stover. The motion moved and carried. Subcommittee reports. The publicity and social media report was given by Kathy Legg. She stated we are getting likes on Facebook and that national information is put on there as well. The Newsline report was given by Paige Rackley. She informed the group that the maintenance has been performed and you can read your papers again. The fundraising report was not given as Pat was not present. The events committee was reported by Russell Mullen. The committee is starting to work on the restaurant location for the Christmas party. They have started to look at Spaghetti Warehouse. If you want to look at the menu, go to meatballs.com. What a URL. Anyway, another restaurant is called the Venue?
The Venue, yeah.
And Banquet in Talmadge. Okay. He also mentioned the Akron Family Restaurant. Russell will work with the committee to discuss. He will update all next month. He thanks all of his committee members who are helping. Don asked if any of these restaurants have brown menus. He will look into this. Kathy stated for big parties, we are given choices for the Christmas party. If we know that this is where we want to go, President Richard Payne stated we could work together with that restaurant to get braille menus. Kathy suggested to the chapter to think about going out into the community to a restaurant for a chapter for a chapter meetings, when we cannot have our meetings at the library, or we just want to meet somewhere different here and there. Kelsey suggested meeting rooms at Panera in Fairlawn, been there. AKBW3 is also another suggested. Paige also suggested Panera or on Howe Road. Suzanne stated technology may be able to see if menu is accessible, and if so, the menu could be posted in an email for members to read it ahead of time. Suzanne also informed the group she reads the menu to everyone in her chapter as to not overwhelm the waitresses. She also informed the group Cleveland has had meetings at restaurants and that we should make sure it is accessible. The meetings should either be held before or after the meal, not during the meeting period. Not sure what happened there, but that's what it says. Jessica Silver reported she is stepping down from being chair of the Braille Technology Committee as she is starting her new job as a music teacher in Talmadge. If interested in doing this, send Kathy an email. She would like for someone who has been in the chapter for a while to chair this committee. The Galva committee report was given by Anne Silver and Maswana Douglas. They reported they are working on this and that they will be meeting with Kathy for the Galva report. I don't know why there's an 8 a.m. Let's go with it. The membership committee was not reported on as Pat McPherson was not present. The community service division report was not given as Pat McPherson was not present. The sharing solutions report was given by Barry Weldon and Suzanne Turner. They reported tomorrow at 7 p.m. Sean Martin from the Cuyahoga County chapter will be sharing exciting news from AARP on how to lower your utility bill when heating and cooling. The division has opened an annual fundraiser for a drawing of $200. Give a $10 donation to the senior division. You can either give on Zelle Bill Pay online. Put NFB Senior Division to send a check to organization. Okay. I just read them. Or send a money order or check to Gloria Conway or directly at convention on the 17th, the month given. They prefer you purchase your tickets before the 17th of November. The care community report was not given as Beth Starling was not present. The legislation report was given by Suzanne Turner. Suzanne mentioned we should be ready to talk about the web and software accessibility to the House. There are websites and software that is not accessible to blind persons. This includes shopping, paying bills, and employment as examples. Trying to get Congress to look at this bill and U.S. Justice Center as well. And be ready to send emails out and make phone calls. President Riccobono sat on a panel discussion in front of Congress on hybrid cars. He was the only one with a disability and how it impacts people who are blind, and also mentioned this in the presidential release. Take a minute to listen to the presidential release, chaptered version, if you have not already. Suzanne informed the group that he also mentioned there are other opportunities to be aware of. Don wanted to know how to get involved more with state legislation and advocacy. Suzanne talked about local and affiliate levels with the legislation. She mentioned that you cannot jump rank. Suzanne said you need to go through the proper channels. You need first to go to your chapter president, then your affiliate president, if you have an interest to serve. She explained the differences between local and the affiliate. President Payne mentioned that the legislation committee is appointed once a year. He told Dawn if the state convention in November, oops, hold on, let's start at the end. He told Dawn after the state convention in November, an email will be sent out with the committees and she can then decide what she would like to be on. Suzanne also talked a little about the Washington seminar and to watch for emails that will come out for 2024. President Kathy Lang mentioned about how important it is to be on Ohio Talk and the importance of it. The phone committee report was given by Moskva Douglas. He reported the phone committee is up and running and that the officers have their own chat for updates and will not need to receive calls. And the rest of the members will get a call. The members on the phone committee are Michael Moore, misspelled, Charles Barty, and Sharon Brady. State convention. The DoubleTree Hilton Columbus Worthington Hotel on November 17th, 18th, and 19th. Your reservations, funds are not deducted from your credit card until you arrive at the hotel. The group code is NFB. The hotel address is 175 Hutchinson Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 43235. You can make reservations by calling. I'm going to skip that number because the number is invalid. That was after the meeting. So I'm going to skip the number because that number is invalid now. The room rates are $109. Taxes are 17.5%, which includes breakfast for two occupants per room. Cleveland chaptering a bus for $70 per person. The deadline is September
13th.
It should
be
30th.
Does it say 13th?
Oh, I'm looking at it. Hold on. Yeah, it does say 30th. It's just misspelled.
Okay.
Shane, does it say chartering instead of chaptering?
Just a moment. I'm going to back up because I think you're right. It does say chartering. Good catch. Mm-hmm. I thought it said chaptering. That's okay.
I knew what he was trying to say.
Is that like, yeah, what is that word? Okay. There was nothing to report for old business. New business. voting on Applebee's. Quality Achievement Month. First choice, Wednesday, October. Let's go check it today, right? 25th.
Yeah.
Second choice, October 18th. A motion was made by Jessica Stover to have the fundraiser on October 25th, 2023 at Applebee's on Howe Ave on a Wednesday from 11 a.m. to closing. To have fundraiser on this date. The motion was seconded by Mascolana Douglas. The motion passed and carried. We should all participate and take shifts and buy food. No problem. October's meeting will be on Zoom. A motion was made to have a November meeting on the 11th due to the state convention. The motion was made by Andrea Stover and seconded by Michael Moore. The motion moved carried. Voting will be held in November. In November, Secretary and Treasurer and one at-large board member are up for nomination. Mascolana Douglas will be chair of the nominating committee. Constitution says elections should be held in November. That's other business. Don Bilpuck spoke on redetermination of benefits information if you are having issues with Medicaid. If you are having issues with getting benefits, reach out to Ms. Maddox at Disability Rights Ohio and Center for Independent Living. This is Maddox at disabilityrightsohio.org. Her extension 113. www.disabilityrightsohio. Wait a minute. Wow, there's information missing from that URL. That should be www.disabilityrightsohio.org. But for some reason, the entire address wasn't entered. 614-466-7264 or 1-800-292-9181. Guest comments. Suzanne is co-chairing the State Convention Committee with President Payne. Please highly consider going. This is where you are going to meet persons from around the state that you have been talking and interacting with. Opportunities to learn and grow from each other. This is a great opportunity to participate in the exhibit hall. Learn from speakers how to live productively, safely, and independently. Suzanne mentioned that members bring their families. She said that we can't do anything without sighted members. We want them to join us. They do not need to be members. National has implemented the Kenneth Jernigan Leadership Service Program. This is a year-long program. You have an opportunity to be a leader in the blind movement. The program will be in person as well as virtual. You must get two affiliate presidents that will mentor you. You can send them a video why you want to be in the program and why you want them to be your mentor. The deadline is August 25th, 2023. If you have questions, reach out to your chapter or affiliate president. There was a town hall meeting on Uber held. There was a town hall meeting on Uber held that Suzanne attended. There is a complaint form you can fill out if you have been discriminated against as a blind person or using a service I think that's supposed to say service animal, but it's missing some words.
Okay.
Jeez. You go to the U.S. Justice Department, fill out the complaint form, print out what you put in, and they will get a confirmation number. And you keep that number. Also send it to legal@nfb.org. This is where John Perret. I can't remember what this word is. We'll get it. Suzanne has heard some not good stories about blind persons and their guide dogs in it being treated with discrimination.
Yeah, I'll do it. Thank you.
You want to fill out that form in order for change to come here. For the board meeting on September 24th, Cleveland is working on hyper-slanges during Zoom on getting a van traveling to and from Columbus the same day. Members might want to consider maybe going down with someone or what? Someone or sighted persons that are driving the same day and coming back the same day.
Is that the 24th or the 23rd?
This says, I gotta step back, hold on. Yes, it's 24th. I think that's going to be the 23rd.
Yeah, we need to change that. Yeah.
So,
23rd.
I will make my motion here in a minute.
Okay.
Let me finish this, then I'm going to make my motion. August 24th at 5, the member will be holding a program called I Am Ohio Talk. Dr. Isabel Brandt will be discussed. She taught the blind how to be independent internationally. She worked closely with Dr. Luke Tembro. If you have a topic you want to discuss, contact Suzanne. Contact Suzanne. This will be an ongoing program. William Turner stated that he was proud of the Akron chapter. President Richard Payne informed the group to be diligent and remain connected to the organization. To make sure we don't get off topic, our missions not matter what we're doing. We need to remain connected to this organization as a whole, to the location. As I'm handing up in water, thank you. State and national level. I'm back in control of my hand. Let's see. 3:5. What?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
What the places? Laws getting passed through our legislation, missing a punctuation mark, it affects all blind persons with disabilities. We are one organization. What happens to one part of us affects all of us. We are a family together. We should connect together and feel at home. Next meeting is September 16th, 2023 at 11 a.m. in person and on Zoom. Missing the punctuation mark. NFP Ohio State Board Meetings, September Saturday, September 23rd, 2023, 10 a.m. A motion was made by Don Bill Puck to adjourn the meeting. The motion was seconded by Mascolo Douglas. The meeting was adjourned at 1:15 p.m. Respectfully submitted by Secretary Andres Stover. That is the end of my file. My fingers are sore.
Okay.
Can I ask a motion? Okay.
Sorry, guys. This is Andra.
Can I have a motion to accept the secretary report?
This is Robert Lang. I a motion to accept the report.
You're going to second it.
I'll second it.
Okay.
I've got a couple of things In reading these minutes, it's Shane Bobelson for the record. I don't think these minutes should be passed as is, due to, as I was reviewing them, numerous spelling mistakes, missing information, wrong information. In these minutes, I think these minutes need to be returned and thoroughly reviewed, and then represent at our next membership meeting once they've been reviewed for accuracy, both on a spelling and informational front.
Shane, this is Dog Bill Puck. If you were making a motion, I was going to second it. Because the dates are what bother me most.
I am going to, if the president agrees with, will agree to this motion, I don't think we should be making a motion to accept these minutes as is.
I agree. So what do we need to do?
So are you, who did you make the motion?
You made the motion. Oh.
No, did you make the original motion to pass the minutes as it is?
Bob did.
Okay, Bob, at this point, are you willing to remove your motion from the table?
Yes.
Okay.
They need to be cleaned up.
This is Andra. I just want to make sure you were making a motion to not have the... I just want to make sure I'm recording correctly. You were making a motion to have the minutes not be recorded and, you know, until corrections are made.
That is correct. The motion on the table, so everyone is aware, I am making the motion that these minutes be tabled and sent back for corrections that include but are not limited to spelling, grammar, and misentered information. And then that these minutes be brought back to the chapter at our October meeting. Do I have a second?
This is Dog Bill Puck. This is Dog Bill Puck. I second the motion.
I hear the seconder.
Is there any other questions about what we're going to do?
Okay. I would like to make a comment in regards to the menu at the Christmas party. We did email the menu options last year, maybe people forgot, but we did have certain items that were available, and I did email it to everybody, or I called people that did not have email.
Well, yeah, but this isn't what was said at the meeting last month.
No, this is just
you said I wanted to make a comment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so
all in favor for the motion on the table that we're tabling the minutes till next meeting till we make corrections. So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion moves and carries.
President Lang, I just want to let people know, like, I don't know what the process was. I did send an email when these minutes were sent. Was it 2 days ago?
Well, I haven't seen anything.
So. Okay. Well, then we're probably having an emailing issue. But I am going to suggest, like, if you're getting Kathy's emails, as I do, review the minutes. Because a lot of, you know, I think if multiple members review these minutes thoroughly, issues like this can be caught before...
Yes.
Before minutes are brought to the chapter.
Yes.
It's all about it.
This is Kathy. Now, when I send out the agenda and the minutes, you guys get them on Wednesday. And you usually have them by the afternoon. It's your job to open those minutes and read them before our meeting. Because we have changed the process where the secretary reads the minutes in the meeting for those that might not have email. And I know we have a couple that don't have email. But if you get email and you are not able to open these, it is your responsibility to reach out to me. and say, Kathy, I got your email, but I can't open the minutes. And I will try to find another way so that you can read them. But you need to read these minutes ahead of time so you can help with, just like the date of the board meeting. That's not the 24th, that's the 23rd. Exactly. So we need to, we all need to take accountability. It's not just my chapter or Shane's or Andra's, it's everybody's chapter.
And I'd like to also indicate, some of the spelling errors I was running into, I was able to figure out what they were, but some, you know, these minutes go into the national record, into the state record.
Mm-hmm.
This looks, you know, spelling, grammatical, and formatting errors look bad on us as a chapter.
Wait, is that in Braille or is that in print? What is that?
No, that's in print. We actually type them. They're actually, our secretary types them out. And then she sends me a copy and then I look over them and, you know, shame on me that I did not pick some of this stuff up. But I also send them out to everybody so that hoping that people will read them and make some comments back to me. But Shane is right. These do get sent to National to be put in the archive, and it's important that our wording and the information is correct, and the spelling and everything is done as well. So
I have a comment, Mr. Charles.
Uh-huh.
I know you're doing the reading the minutes, but if we're doing it like this, this took a whole hour just to do this. So when we do this same thing and then read that again next week, like that, I mean, that's...
Well, it's important.
Took a whole,
I mean, it's...
To do that, how are we going to do the new stuff if we don't have enough time?
I think for a table set of minutes that have been tabled, I think what can happen is Kathy can send out the corrections and... We won't have to review this entire file again next month because all we're looking to do is just get the corrections. Kathy will send the corrections back to the membership. Please read them. I know it sounds like a broken record, but yeah. Read them.
Yeah. If you read them, then we can just vote on them with the corrections. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pat. I did listen to them. I didn't hear that many errors. Sometimes I don't know if the Braille is not coming out clearly. Or are you reading it in Braille, Shane?
Yes, but like, you know, the mistakes I'm finding may not be caught by speech.
Well,
you know, and
you said chaptering, and that was
a mystery on my part, and
so that's, I'm wondering if, I don't know, I'm just saying I did not hear that many errors when I listened to it.
Well,
it might be, you know,
most of
translation to Braille or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but to me, you're tabling it for correction.
Yeah, that's the basic. There are corrections that need to be made, informational, or some of the dates and stuff. Some of the dates and stuff, even if there weren't any spelling mistakes, there are still misentered information in these minutes.
Okay, point taken.
Okay, so it is tabled, and then we will vote on it next month. And just make sure that you open your minutes that you get, and please look over them. And then we'll go from there. All right.
You need to vote me.
Do what?
Okay. Hello, this is Russell.
Yes, Russell.
I had a comment. I'd just like to say, if we get the minutes ahead of time, whoever reads it should probably go through and read it and correct it before it is read. That way we don't waste our time doing like today. We wasted a whole hour or something sitting here reading something that we knew was wrong before we read it. That doesn't make sense.
Well, that's why it's important for people to read the minutes ahead of time. And then if you would to me, then we can make the corrections beforehand, and then everything would be taken care of. But people are not reading the minutes, and you need to do that. That's why we decided to read it.
Well, it sounds like none of us read it, because he read them out today just like they were.
So, okay.
That's like, you know, Charles brought up a good
next
point.
Next month, and we're going to move on. All right, Pat's going to do the treasure report for July and August.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. NFB Greater, NFB of Ohio, Greater Akron Chapter Treasure Report, July 1-31, 2023. The previous balance, $1,636.52. Checks, 00. Debits, $10. Total, $10. 7/20, we had a debit for $10 for National Pack. There were no deposits. The balance, ending balance, $1,626.52. That is the end of the July report.
Can I have a motion to accept July's treasure report?
This is Dodd Bilpuck. I make a motion to accept it.
Okay. You want to second it?
I'll second it.
Okay. So Don Bilpudge made the motion, and Robert Lake seconded it.
Okay.
Okay.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any questions? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Motion moves and carries. Okay, Pat.
Okay, the report for August 1st through August 31st. The previous balance, $1,626.52. Checks, 0. Debits, $10.
Well, we'll have to call everybody.
8/20, we had for $10 for National Pack. There were no deposits. Ending balance, $1,616.52. That concludes the August report.
Okay. Can I have a motion to accept August treasure report?
Robert Lake.
Okay, Robert Lake made the motion. Can I have a second? Okay. Who seconded?
Nicolai.
Michael okay. Moore. All right.
That's okay. Okay.
Any questions? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Motion moves and carries. Any other things for Treasurer Pat? Are
you? Not for Treasurer.
Okay. So then we'll. Okay, we're going to move on to committee report. publicity and social media.
We have 34 followers on our Akron Facebook page. So thank everybody that has been following the page. That's all I have on that.
Okay. Newsline, Paige Rackley.
I don't have anything.
Hey, G. Are you still with us?
Can you hear me?
Baby.
Yes.
Oh, can you hear me now? I don't have anything.
We may have lost
Can you hear me?
It is. Paige, this is Dawn. I can hear you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you could probably do
that. Hey, Kathy? Kathy?
No, you didn't.
Kathy.
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 Oh, we have the laptops here for the library.
We didn't.
I think you might have to log back in there.
How do we do that?
No, you don't.
Hey, Kathy,
no, you don't.
We can still
we can hear you guys.
We can hear you guys.
Yeah,
I can hear him also. Yeah. What's going on?
Might have muted it on the on their laptop.
Yeah. I know, right? Check the laptop.
Yeah, check the laptop.
We lost everybody. Yeah.
No.
No, you did not.
No, you did not.
You
lose everybody. You lost. No, you're here.
Andra, how do
we get the library guy?
You don't need the library guy.
Too bad.
Nada. No, you're still here.
They can't hear us.
Yeah.
They
can't hear us. That's the thing.
They can't hear us at all.
Mike, I got a fire idea. Hold on.
What's up?
Hold on. I'm going to text Nada real fast.
How about you text Nada?
I'll do that. Just hang on.
Hurry up.
Okay.
I've got a laptop here, but.
The problem is.
I don't know about the internet service here. I don't know if they...
The internet's fine.
Everything's fine.
The internet's fine.
We can hear you.
I told her she was sick and she hung up.
But she was the host.
Nope.
No one made...
Andra was?
I know what I'll do.
That's what happened.
Oh, wait a minute.
Text Pat.
Instead of signing someone's host...
We're all still on.
Give me a minute, okay?
You're all right, sweetheart. Everything's cool. We're all good. They just don't understand what you're doing. You're doing all right.
You're okay. It's all right.
Everything's okay.
When you leave.
This is quiet. This is okay. Everything's cool.
It is.
Yep.
Hello.
They can hear us.
Guys?
Yeah. They've got it muted.
We can hear you guys.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
They can hear us.
You need to look at your screen.
Yeah, I was trying to.
She just told her. She just said that.
There you go. Thanks, Don. You're doing a good job.
Maybe this is a wonderful job.
Thanks. Finger went down or something.
Library finger went down? Possibly.
Are you the host?
I'm not sure. Let me, because if you guys are still coming through Zoom, I can go in and check, so I don't have to hang up with you. This is my house phone. I am on my cell phone through Zoom. So what I could do, I'm gonna double check because I think I thought you were the. I can double check real quick because I'm actually recording it through my digital recorder.
You want me to go in the house?
I'm gonna check. I'm gonna hang up. And if I need to, I'm gonna call you right back.
Do you want me to check the sequence codes on my iPad?
So how do you do this?
Okay, I'm gonna check. We can still hear you guys.
If someone wants to,
I can try.
Call into Zoom.
I can try.
Shane, then call in.
I've got my AirPods connected.
I'm trying.
Okay. I'm gonna hang on, and I'm gonna, if I am the host, I will make the library. It will say events library or whatever. I will make them the host. That way you guys can have the controls to do what you need to do.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna check.
You're the host, Michael. Yes. Michael, you says you're the host.
Yeah, because Bob was.
Paige says I'm the host. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to make the library the host.
It does.
Michael?
Yes.
Michael is hanging
Yeah, you're the host.
He's going to try to make the library
Paige.
The host.
I'll make the library the host.
Okay.
I will make the library the host. No problem.
I don't know why the laptop's still on.
Yeah,
Mike, I just double checked it.
Yeah, they're the co-hosts.
On my iPad to double check.
You guys can hear us?
Right. So
yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
So the library
is the
co-host. Hey, Shane, what'd you do? Shane, did you just hop on from your computer?
I'm going to be standing in front of the laptop with my AirPods in my ears and listening to myself.
Okay,
God, that's not awful.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make the events library. I'm going to make the library the host.
You're going to make the library
host. Let me see if I can get narrator to
I'm going
to
make the library the host.
Oh my god!
Okay, I'm going to make host. There you go.
Oh, everybody!
Yeah, the host.
Library is the host.
You are enjoying the meeting so far. Sounds like we're having some technical difficulties. So just. Hang in there, take a short break or whatever.
I'm not sure what's up with.
So, can you hear me, Shane?
Yeah, I can hear you via my phone.
So you're missing that.
Okay, now we got to figure out how everybody else can hear us over there.
Yeah, I know. That's a problem. That's hold on.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on either.
I'm not sure. I need to find.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm trying.
Hear you all. You won't be able to hear you all.
Can hear us?
Say, what's Nada? What do you say?
I'm on Zoom now.
I'm on Zoom. Got you, Nada.
You so we can't hear you.
Can't hear you. Anyone on Zoom, they cannot hear you.
Actually, we can.
Yeah.
Actually, we can hear you guys.
I hear you.
We're getting feedback.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit of feedback over there.
Oh, God. Mike, I feel horrible. I'm trying and I can't.
Hey, it's a team effort, kid. It's a team effort.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it because Shane's AirPods are plugged into something?
That could be. Who knows? Shane, is your... Oh, is it? I don't know about AirPods.
No, they're not. My AirPods are in my ears.
Well, I understand, but is it
connected
to
the Zoom or the...
My phone.
Is your phone the... What's the hub for the Zoom?
So they're into
the computer?
Hold on. There's too many Zoomies, and I can't hear. Okay. Person on Zoom who asked me a question, go ahead.
Sure. So I was just wondering what the hub was for the Zoom. Is it the computer?
It's the computer, and for some reason when Andra left, we lost the speakers, so we can't hear you guys on the library speaker system.
Interesting. She was on Zoom, correct?
Yes, she was.
Was she a host? Yes.
Yes.
No. Yes, she was the host.
Oh, she was?
Okay. Well, so maybe we should just start over. Can we start from scratch?
Why is the library the host?
No. The front.
Well, we're trying to get the library. We're trying to get the library.
What we need is to find the library person who can look at it and see why the sneakers die.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Mike, is there anything I can do? Anything?
No.
No, it's all here at the library.
Well, I feel bad.
Nothing we can do.
No.
We can't do anything right now. Go to the library.
Well, I feel there's nothing really sitting here anyone on Zoom can do.
Hold on.
Thanks, Shane.
We're working on it.
Yep, working on it. Okay. Okay, there's some. Let me see who that was.
Okay, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Hey, yes. Kathy, we got you.
All right.
Can you hear us, Kathy?
Everybody on Zoom, hold on.
Greeting.
Just give me your mic.
I'm screaming. I just want to make sure everybody in the library can hear me on top in Zoom.
Well, I'm right here. I got you guys logged in to my laptop.
There's some trending somewhere.
We have no audio. Oh, boy.
We're waiting for the library guy to come back.
What's going on?
Say some prayers, okay?
It'll be okay, Don. Don, it's okay.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Don't worry, Don.
Not in a national crisis.
Have some M&Ms to be happy. Like I That's always the answer.
I tried.
All right. Yep.
Oh, Christmas tree.
Hey. Oh, Christmas tree.
I was trying.
Okay. You were doing a good job. Oh, Tannenbaum.
I was trying.
Good, how are you?
Oh, the speakers.
Yeah, we have no audio.
Okay.
What?
We got the library person here. They're working on our... Thanks.
So we had them plugged in, and then it just stopped.
Yeah.
Ooh, was it this one?
Okay.
We'd be back on temporary.
Oh, that's not good.
No, hold on. Yeah. Close your ears.
You guys are getting a feedback loop. That's what it is.
Does that help?
I think so. Basically, you have two microphones or more that's in the room Zoom, picking up and then feeding Zoom back to the speakers in there.
Lady, a little Zoom, so I'm going to quiet for a second. I need one person. Can you hear us?
Yes. I can hear you over there.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
No, good.
Okay.
If you need anything, let us know.
Hey, Matt, turn the heat up.
Oh, my.
The word is please.
The word is please.
Yes.
Give me just a second.
That was my Zoom. Okay.
Okay. Can Paige hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you
hear
me?
Okay, girl. You're on for Newsline. Do you have any updates or anything for us?
I don't even know what I got. I don't have nothing. I'm going to say that right now. No.
Okay. Okay. Shane, do you have anything?
Yes.
Hold on.
Newsline.
Hang on. Scroll and make sure I know.
Okay.
No, actually not this week.
Okay.
This week?
No. All right. Newsline is good then.
Yeah.
Is Pat still in here?
No.
Okay. We'll come back to fundraiser. Events. Is Russell still on with us?
I don't see him.
Okay. Is Rita still on with us?
No.
How about Gail?
I'm still here.
No, there she is.
All right. Gail, do you have any information for us for the Christmas party?
No,
Russell, not
Russell yet.
Russell just got on.
Okay. So, Russell, do you have an update for us for the restaurant for the Christmas party?
Hello, are you calling me?
Yes.
All right, sorry. I got bumped out of here. The update on the Christmas
party.
What's that?
Thank you.
Want me to go?
Russell, you're on for our Christmas party.
All right. I'll make this short and quick then. I checked out several places. The one, the Avenue, was one that everyone really liked. They're quite expensive. They wanted like a $300 to $400 deposit put down before anything else even to show up. And there were, you know, the lady said they're already booked anyway. So that didn't work out so well. Spaghetti and meatballs, didn't really get a good feedback about that. The place that we had it at last year, the Eckler Family Restaurant, which I thought really went well, they like us there. I talked to the lady. I've already put in something to reserve it for us, in case, you know, so we have something that we have locked up. Gail and I are going to do the menu this week. She did such a good job last year with it. I'm going to let her put her touch on that because I thought she did well. I think everybody enjoyed last year. To make it nice and short, that's about where we're at. We have reservations for it I think it's the second Saturday in December, right? I don't have my notes in front of me.
Okay, I'm trying to think what day is that then.
December
9th is the second Saturday.
Okay.
So yeah.
Is that right, Russell?
I think so.
Second or third Saturday.
Okay, that would be the 16th. If it's the third Saturday, it's the 16th.
I thought we were doing the second Saturday. Is that correct or no?
Let me see.
You want the second Saturday or third Saturday?
Just a minute. See the motion was?
It's not a motion. I'm asking the question.
We didn't do a motion on it. We just did because he was giving us information. We're actually making the motion today.
Oh, I thought the motion was.
Hey.
I don't think for the restaurant.
Oh, God.
So,
as far as doing that the second Saturday in December, since he's got it reserved?
No, I can change it.
He don't have a reserve. He just wants to know.
I can change it either or. I put in one for the second Saturday. If you want the third Saturday, because I thought I was told the second Saturday. But if it's not the second Saturday, I can go and change it. They would have no issue with that.
Okay.
What is
the 9th?
The 9th.
December 9th is the second Saturday in December.
But he says
what's the third?
The third Saturday in December will be December the 16th. December 16th is the third Saturday.
That's,
So either one, right?
Can you hold on?
Take a...
Can I ask a question, Ben, that I'm the chairman of this committee?
Yes.
Say aye.
I'm mean, it's too many people.
No.
Aye.
Nay.
They're voting on stuff, and I don't even know what they're voting on.
You can't vote on anything, Patricia, right now.
We're trying to get everybody here's, for the 16th.
No. Stop. Just
he was not finished talking. Go ahead, Russell.
I was trying to talk.
Yes, go ahead.
What I wanted to know was, I thought I heard it was the second Saturday in December. You're saying that you need the third Saturday in December. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so not the I will second go back,
Saturday, but the third Saturday.
Right. And I will go back and change this. All I got to do is call back and tell the lady to switch weekends. It will be no problem with that.
So the third Saturday is the 16th. I didn't hear you, Patricia.
Say?
I didn't hear her.
He's saying nay on the 16th.
That was me saying nay because everybody was talking at once and I was confused. I don't know if Russell was confused, but I was confused.
And I was confused.
All right.
Yeah, was confused.
Let's do this.
Can you hear me on Zoom?
Yes.
I can hear you fine.
Okay.
I'm the only one talking right now.
Get up.
Okay. Now, Russell he thought we were supposed to do our Christmas thing on the 2nd. We want to move that to the 16th. So we want the third Saturday.
Fine.
Okay.
That can be done.
Is everybody in agreement with that? Say aye.
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 Okay. So, Russell, if you can change that for us for the third Saturday, I would appreciate that.
I would do so.
I'm sorry it's really hard with this audio on Zoom because I feel like I'm screaming and I'm just
you sound just perfectly fine though.
Okay.
I move that we make a motion to hold our holiday party on Saturday, December 16th.
I'll second the motion. Is this at the family doctor? I mean,
the Akron Family Restaurant, yes.
What is the time? What is the time?
From 11.
Can I have a second?
I don't know. There's too many people talking.
Yeah, they're talking, and he can't explain everything.
Zoom.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. Opposed.
Okay, the most
opposed.
Carried. No, that's okay. Let her go.
It's done. Let it go. Just let it go.
Yeah, I had it anyway.
Yeah, because they're only open from 11 to
12.
Roscoe.
Don't holler hey like that. You're talking to adults here.
Okay, the motion moves and carries. Our holiday party is at the family restaurant on December 16th. And details will follow for our time and menu.
Russell, can you give me a call?
Yes. Yeah, I will give you a call like we planned. Yes.
Okay.
The Braille and Technology Committee is up with Masquinata as our chair.
Thank you, Mom.
Yay!
Actually, it's a pleasure and honor to be the chair of the technology. That's one of my hobbies and my favorite thing to do every day, all day. So I'm going to get with the... everybody's on And we're going to talk about what we need to do as far as what everybody's set is, as far as phones, your iPhone or Android phone or tablet. We'll see what we can do. So I'll be getting in touch with everybody in the next couple of days so we can talk about a lot of stuff. This is an honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, our gavel committee is up next, but Andra had to go because she had an upset stomach. So expect a phone call from Nada or myself to reach out to our chapter to get information for our gavel report. So we probably will start that between Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Yes.
So Nada and I will be calling you. So that is where we're at with the gavel report. So.
Hey, Kathy, this is Dawn.
Okay. Yes.
Should I expect a phone call or am I, or...
No,
anybody
that's already talked to Nada about the gavel stuff, you will not be getting a call because we'll have your information already. Okay?
Okay, I just wanted to double check.
Okay, all right. Is Pat here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, how about fundraiser, Pat?
Okay. Fundraiser. I am trying to work on a Double Good Popcorn fundraiser. I haven't completed the online documents yet, but I plan to have it done. Unfortunately, it will not be till the end of the month. So, technically, that's the date they gave to me, and it was going to end October 1st. It's a four-day fundraiser. I like that fundraiser because it's done. It's quick. You have to order online. There are people that can help you place your order. The best thing about the fundraiser is that we get 50% of the sales, so that's really awesome. So when I get that information, I will be putting it on Ohio Talk and Akron Talk. It is very important for members of our chapter to share that information so that we can be successful. We do need to participate. We do need to share. If you have Facebook, you'll be able to post it on your personal page. We'll have it on the Akron Facebook page and on Ohio Talk, Akron Talk, whatever. It's really important. We need to get funds. The state convention's coming up. You know, we'll be able to help people get there. So that is one of the fundraisers for our chapter. The other fundraiser we already voted on was a cookie fundraiser in October. It'll be kind of like Halloween cookies. So, excuse me. It was very successful when we did it for Valentine's Day. The cookies were absolutely delicious and creative. And we actually made like $300, $301 or something on it for Valentine's Day. So, I'm hoping that both fundraisers are successful. The other thing we are doing was mentioned at last month's meeting October is Blind Equality Achievement Month. We will be doing a dine-in and carry-out fundraiser at Applebee's on Howe Avenue in Cuyahoga Falls. You can get rides to that location if you have ADA service through the metro. So it's a fun place. The food is good. Everybody that went there last year thoroughly enjoyed it. Right, Charlie?
Yes. Yes, I agree.
So we will get a percentage of the food sales that day. Again, it is important to tell your family and friends about these fundraisers. We're not the only people, you know, the members participate, but it's also great to get family and friends, you know. I share the information. I had a table of 10 or 12 people when I arrived there that day. They actually beat me there because Scat picked me up a little late. But, you know, all through the day, I had people coming in there. And that made me feel good that people were supporting me. So please share the information with family, friends, organizations that you belong to, you know. It's easy to just go there and order food, and we'll be getting a code that you have to tell the waitress about. They usually contact a couple weeks before the event. So next month, we will hopefully have more information about the fundraiser. So that's all I have to say about our fundraiser.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Go ahead, question. Jimmy.
Patrick, Pat, I'm sorry, did you mention a date for that?
It is Wednesday, October 25th.
Wednesday, October 25th. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's kind of an all-day thing.
Yes. Yeah, you don't have to be there all day. I would like next month, we'll try to get some people lined up. I stay there all day. It's a very long day. If we have a table there, I feel we need at least one person to set up a table. So please think about helping us man the table so we can, you know, talk to people and give them the flyers so they can give it to the waitress. It'll, you know, it's, we're a team, we're a family, we all have to work together. What?
Are you collecting an admin receipt to them?
I did not do that this year. We have so many fundraisers going on. Honestly, I forgot about it, so it was already end of the month. I don't know, what does everybody feel about that? We didn't make a lot of money last year.
Well, you've got, you know, we've got the popcorn fundraiser. We've got the cookie coming up. We've got the dine-in at Applebee's coming up.
That's all 3 months. We have been 1 month.
Yeah, they're kind of close.
Next year.
I just figured we missed a whole month of it, so I figured we'd pass on it this year. If you do have Acme receipts, I have a friend that is a volunteer and employee at the Salvation Army. I would be happy to pass the receipts on to her. She shared some with us a couple years ago, which was very nice. But I just, too many things were going in on in August, and I just didn't even think about it. So
Okay, we have about 15 minutes, and we still got a lot to do yet.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Pat, are new members here today?
I don't think so. Is Judy on the Zoom room?
No, I don't see the name.
Okay. All right.
Judy Linden is not on the Zoom room.
Do we still have a quorum?
Okay, I thought we were going to have two members here today. Unfortunately, we do not. As far as membership goes, we had 29 members. We added 4 this year, so we're up to 33. So,
woohoo!
So, I'm hoping we have 2, 3, maybe 4 that are kind of interested. I hope we do gain some more members. Maybe next month we'll get a couple of them. That's all I have on membership.
Okay. I'm going to kind of skip around my agenda a little bit. I do want to vote on us not having a meeting in December due to our Christmas party. So our Christmas party will be on December 16th, which would be usually our meeting, but I want us to focus just on enjoying our Christmas lunch and enjoying and fellowshipping with our NFB family. So can I have a motion for that?
It's Shane Bobblestone. I will vote, make the motion that there be no business meeting in our December meeting due to the Christmas party.
Okay.
I have a question.
That's a question.
I have a question.
Okay, Kelsey Nicolay seconds.
No, wait. There's a question.
Okay.
She just asked her questions. Calm down.
Not her.
Questions don't come until after we make the motion. So I'm ready for questions.
Okay. So usually in December, isn't there some type of vote?
Yes, but our Constitution says that we have to vote in November. We will be voting for your secretary, treasurer, and at-large member in November.
Okay.
Okay.
That answers the question.
Constitution says so.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Hang
on. What?
Were those ayes that just happened, were they for opposed or for?
Aye.
4.
Okay. So watch your delay there. Can we
you want me to do
it? Yeah, let's do that one more time just because that came off a little weird.
Okay.
All in favor,
say aye.
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 Now ask for
opposed? Okay.
Yep.
Motion moves and carries. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't
want to. I got a little excited.
Kathy, let her roll. Work with her hair.
Okay.
Do CSD.
Yeah, go ahead. Pat's going to do Community Service Division.
Okay. The Ohio Community Service Division is doing a fundraiser. It's called Pink Zebra. They have Fragrance for the Home is their little motto or something. The sale is still going on. If you need any information, contact me and I can give you the link. Also, at the state convention, CSD always does something for the community. The Ohio State School for the Blind is a couple of blocks away from the hotel. We have voted to donate hats, winter hats, gloves, or mittens for the children that are attending the School for the Blind in Columbus. They, I believe, are from kindergarten to age 22. So children's sizes, adult high school sizes. I would be happy to collect them at our October meeting next month. So if you go shopping, grab some winter hats, mittens, gloves, and bring them to our meeting next month. We also are going to buy Braille tactile large print games and cards for their cabins, because especially in bad weather, they don't have a lot to do, and some of their games are older and missing pieces, and the Braille's wearing out. So if you would like to donate funds to this, I would appreciate that. We can vote on that next month if you would like, Kat.
Okay, we can do that. Yeah. This next month, Feather, or do you want to do it today?
Next month, next month, time.
Okay, all right.
We can do it next month.
Okay.
Because,
yeah.
Thank you.
NFB of Ohio State Convention is November 17, 18, and 19. President Payne has put out an email to Ohio Talk for SAKE assistance with the information. It's got to be in by October 15th. So if you're wanting assistance, you know, you could reach out to me. If you don't see that form, I'll do whatever I can to help. You could reach out to our state affiliate president, Richard Payne, as well. And I do have an updated number for the hotel. It's DoubleTree by Hilton. Address is 175 Hutchinson Avenue. If you also go to NFB of Ohio website, all the information for the convention is on there as well, including the updated phone number. I have 740 for, this is the temporary number for the hotel, 740-244-0208. And you can make registrations now. They will not take the funds out of your credit card until you arrive. But if you have any questions for state convention, you can ask me. I'm sure you can ask Pat. If we can help in any way, just let us know. And if you'd like to go, I hope you will consider to go. This is going to be my first, so I think it will be a great, inspirational, and awesome time. So put, you know, consider that. How about our guests? Does our guests have anything that they would like to share with us?
I don't know if we still have guests on or not.
I didn't see.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you.
No, we're trying to see if we have guests, but I don't.
Any comments from the guests?
Yeah. Is our guest still here, Misty, Linda?
Yeah.
Bob. Any guest comments?
Okay.
Yabo is still here.
Okay.
Any comments?
You have anything you'd like to say?
Yes. I appreciate
it. Okay, go ahead.
I appreciate being able to attend your session. I'm a shut-in. I've been shut-in for 2 years, and Columbus does not have our meetings on Zoom. So this is the way I can attend, and I want y'all to know how much I appreciate being able to attend and not being muted. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here.
Linda Bloodford is still here. I'm still listening.
Okay. Do you have any comments or anything you want to share with us, Linda?
No, thank you. I'm interested in when you have that cookie sale.
You said the cookies, Linda?
Yes. I'm waiting for them.
Okay. Our next meeting is October 21st, and it will only be on Zoom. We can't meet in the library.
Thanks for mentioning that, Kathy. I will not be collecting hats, mittens, gloves at our meeting, but I will be collecting them at Applebee's on the 25th.
Sounds good.
That's why I was like, wait, hold on. You can't put squat on Zoom.
Right, right. So if you purchase hats, gloves, or mittens, please bring them to the event at Applebee's. Thank you.
State board meeting is November 23rd, which is next Saturday, September.
Kathy, somebody need to feed Kathy. She's it's been one of those.
It's been a long week, is what I'll say. Okay, so Pat already described our blind equality and achievement, what we're going to do at Applebee's. Okay, before I ask for the adjournment, I just want to apologize. If I sounded rough, I didn't mean it to come out that way. It just feels like I'm screaming at you guys on Zoom. And I am going to work on us getting a Bluetooth speaker so that it's easier for us to hear you and you can hear us. So please, if I sounded rough, I didn't mean to be rough. So I just want to apologize.
But that's what mother bears do.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to give it to the rough.
I would appreciate that.
See, I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I second it, Robert Lay.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned at 12:56 p.m. Thank you guys very, very much. You guys are awesome. And Akron Rod. So
hey, thanks, guys.
Always.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I saw you out there.
Oh, yeah. I saw you too. Oh.
Let's go. Guys.
It's somewhere around.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, all right.
Enter your past merits and meetings.
Yes.